29. Matthew's Gospel 28. Glory to God. So in the Spirit, by the Spirit. Alright, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, Lord, thou hast what power hath given me in heaven and earth. Verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. That means to make disciples. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. 20. Teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. Now Mark 16. Mark 16. And 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. Then he says they shall speak with new tongues. Verse 18, they shall take up serpents. They didn't get dead things and hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they, the sick, shall recover. Verse 19, so then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And he went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with what them is italicized, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And John's Gospel 20, which is a focus tonight, but I'll just read it very briefly. John's Gospel 20. Hallelujah. John's Gospel 20. I think I shared on this on Sunday as well. That must be the third service, or is this second? Is it one of the two? I can't get the two. Which one? The second services. Okay, second service. The women. Well, that's very instructive here. And John's Gospel 20. You find women mentioned on and off right here. Women on the side of the believing, men on the side of the non-believing. That's theology. Alright. I'm going to read 21. Then Jesus said unto them, again, peace unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he said this, he breathed on, italicized there, emphasized, and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost, lambano, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Now, Luke's Gospel 24, verse 25 to 27, gives us the background that what he did there was to teach through the scriptures. Genesis to Malachi, which means that that's where all this narration is. Then verse 44, these are the words which I said to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understanding, verse 45, Luke Gospel 24, that they might understand the scriptures. Now, let's zero in on key things we've been looking at. We said, discipleship means to train people in the doctrine of Jesus. And we said the doctrine of Jesus includes an emphasis on the Spirit. So in John 14, remember that's what we saw last week. In John 14, the didache of Jesus was about the Father, right? John 20, 17. John 20, 21, as my Father. John 20, 17, I go to my God, to my Father, your Father. John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house. John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. John 14, 9, he who has seen me has seen the Father. John 14, verse 12, he that believes on me, the works I do shall he do, because I go to my Father. John 14, 13 and 14, greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Then he says, he that believes on me, whatever you ask, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 14, 16, I will pray the Father, he will give you another comfort. So you have the emphasis of the Father, the doctrine of Christ. The emphasis of Christ as the Son, we said that last week, doctrine of Christ. And then the emphasis of the Spirit, John 14, 16. He will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he sees him not, neither knoweth him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. So, the emphasis on the Spirit, John 14, 26. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost from the Father, say he will bring you to remembrance the things I've said to you, John 14, 26. John 15, 16, equally, proceeds from the Father who testify of me, John 16, 7 through 13. So, the doctrine of Christ has the emphasis of the Spirit. Then, of course, John 20:22, receive ye the Spirit, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Then Acts 1:4, you wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of me. Not many days hence you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power, after which the Holy Ghost is come on you. So, in the emphasis of Jesus, you have the emphasis of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the things of the Spirit in discipleship. Which means, if I'm bringing somebody up in the Lord, he must know the Father, he must know the Son, Christ the Son, and he must know the indwelling and the workings of the Spirit. That is a critical element of discipleship. When you are teaching people, or you are learning as well, that is a crucial aspect of what you should learn. Now, I'll go back to that in a moment. Now, in Matthew 28 verse 20, it says, lo, I am with you always. And yet again, we see Jesus reference the Exodus account of Moses. Exodus 6 and verse 7. I will take you to me for a people. I will be to you a God. You shall know that I am the Lord your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Now, notice, that was for the entire nation. But, look at Joshua. When Joshua took over from Moses, that emphasis. Joshua 1, verse 5. As I was with Moses. Joshua 1:5. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will be with you. That's God's name, actually. I will be with is his name. Lo, I'm with you. This is his name. I will be with you. I will not fail you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Very strong emphasis. Chapter 3. Verse 7. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. So, in Exodus 3 and 12, what does it mean? Pay attention here. Suddenly, I will be with you. And this shall be a token, a sign. So that means that Matthew captures the signs that Mark did not say by just saying, I will be with you always. Now, chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 15. What does it mean? Thou shalt speak unto me, I will put words in his mouth. I will be with your mouth and with his mouth. Thou shalt with and will teach you what you should do. So which means I'll be with you also envelopes utterance. It's a term for ministering in the power of God's Spirit. I will be with your mouth. I will be with what you say. And that shows you that the ministry of the Spirit is implied there. I'll be with you with your mouth. Of course, you know that doesn't mean that I'm going to sit on your mouth. It simply means that I'll give you utterances. Supernatural utterances. So when Matthew says, lo, I'm with you always. I am with you always. And then Acts 1:5, so you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. We're referring to the same thing. I'll be with you always. So we said, therefore, in learning the doctrine of Christ, we also must learn the workings of the Spirit, which means that you have a responsibility to learn the things of the Spirit, to learn the workings of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 and 1. Paul says, now concerning spiritual brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Then in verse 3, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus Christ, and no man can say that Jesus Christ is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. Difference of administration, verse 5, but the same Lord. Diversity of operation, verse 6, the same God on all, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. See how Paul now broke it down into details. So which means that I must know the workings of the Spirit. They are learned. Someone say they are learned. They are learned. You learn them. You learn them. And the act of discipleship, like I said last week, is both precept and by example. Is that clear? It's both by precept, by example. Remember the first time I got some of you with the Holy Ghost? Now, I've done some gymnastics before then. I did an anointing service one day. That's what I called it. So I called some guys there. I said, you're not baptized with the Holy Ghost and all that. I laid hands on them. They fell under, but they didn't speak with tongues. All of them. So I said that they were stiff. So I walked away. So I didn't realize that I was the one that was stiff. So much later, because I saw a friend of mine do it, and look, I think I told you the story last week. Okay, I'll tell you more now. I saw him do it, and the ease which he did was what really baffled me. Now, these are new converts. They were just getting born again. And it wasn't one, it wasn't two, it wasn't one, two, four, or five. You know, I've seen something by Red Bonke that amazed me. He said, you know, he was at one of his crusades, so he said, I don't have time to, this is how he said it. I don't have time to explain the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but I trust the Holy Ghost will explain it to you. Receive the Holy Ghost. Huh? You know, and people began to speak with tongues. Ha! Huh? I looked and it was a video like that. I saw it. You know, now that is a stupid way of learning. They were amazed, Acts 2. Okay, that's a stupid way of learning. That's a stupid way of learning. So, there's somewhere in my mind, I'm like, is he real? You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's how you don't know anything. Is he real? No teaching. No laying on their hands. And nobody even fell. Now people fell and they fell into ignorance. So, so I felt, So when my friend now did, quite a number of them, just got them born again. And he said, so the next thing that we are going to do now, we are going to speak with tongues. And then he laid hands on them. And they burst out in tongues. You know? So, what did I do? Listen carefully to this part. Unlike the Bonky video, I said, I received this. That's all I said. I received this. I didn't say it loud so no one's going to check it. Because I received it! And they said, let's see your next meeting, you know. So I said, I received this. Because I'd seen Bonky, I doubt it. You can never receive in that kind of stupid attitude. So I said, I receive this. So, of course, I didn't line up 8 people at once. That would be too fast. So I got one guy. She wants to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The guy said, yes. So I said, I'm not going to explain it to him. I'm not going to explain it to him. I received what TJ did at Grey Hall. I received it. So right now, begin to speak with other tongues. So, oftentimes what I used to do back then, I'll close my eyes so that I won't see anything to doubt. So I said, in the name of Jesus. I said, let it flow, let it flow! And the guy began to speak with tongues. I said, yes! Get it right? So, I received it. So that's what I said last week. Some things are taught, others are what? Caught. You need to catch. You need to catch things. You need to. You need to catch things. The things of the Spirit are taught and caught. Just like in ministry. People that don't... Now, I told you last week that there's some folks that they cannot come. And that's understandable. By distance and stuff like that. Persecution, affliction. They can't show up for meetings. But you see, a good disciple will be around because some things you can hear them on teachings, many things you have to catch them. Kenneth Copeland said that the boldness he got to pray for the sick was watching other robots. That's all. Just watching. Now, it wasn't just watching. That's what it means to catch. So there are things to catch. Okay? So from that point, how began to lay hands. Then, you know, it now got to the point. Me and my friends now started saying, who can get me filled with the Holy Ghost fastest? So we began to start do stuff. There was one he did like that. Elijah Musa Stable, that was the weirdest I'd ever seen in my life. I'm yet to see one. And the guy was, were eating at the table, and the guy was taking eba, eba and okra, I can't forget it. And he said, right now, so we used to time ourselves and say, well, I do it in 30 seconds, you do it. So he said he was going to do it in 10 seconds. So the guy got saved before. So he said, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? The guy said, yes. He said, now you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. The guy said, yeah. All right. So he said, right now be filled with the Holy Ghost. That wasn't about. And he started speaking in tongues. I said, Junji. You know what was the competition? So it was like, I can't try this one, you know. Of course, now, I believe that you should explain to people, right? But not everything you can easily explain. Not everything. Not immediately. So we used to have it like that. But don't forget what it started for. I have to catch it. You have to catch it first. You have to. So that's what Jesus said by receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Lambano, it means to take a hold of, lay hold on it. Lay hold on it. Now, how did they lay hold on it? Listen carefully now. We saw it last week. He called them that they might be with him. So that means they were with him. They were in the meetings, right? They watched him. They watched him. They were in the meetings. So in ministry, I said to you last week, there are people that will hear the teaching, some will catch the DNA. Some will catch the, they'll just catch it. Have a hold on it. Praise the Lord. They're holding it. So you must know how to catch, which is to receive. How? That's why when you are in meetings, I'm talking about in the moment, you must be very discerning. Have you noticed that same way, if you go to a meeting and what they do is they criticize. You leave the place you feel you want to criticize. Because you caught a hold of it. You caught a hold of it. Yeah, you did. You got a hold of it. So, the first thing about receiving is meetings, to be in meetings. Now, before we go into there, look at Acts 1:8. You shall receive power. Same thing, right? Come on. Same thing. Did you notice that the concept of receiving always comes with an instruction? Acts 1:8, you shall receive power afterwards the Holy Ghost has come on you. Acts 2:49, you shall be endued and duo to wear like a cloth. Power from on high. Acts 2:38 and 39, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:14, when the word had gone to Jerusalem, the Samaria had received Deikomai, the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John that they might pray for them and that they might, listen carefully to what I'm going to say, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Lambano. For, Acts 15, he had fallen on none of them. So you receive to have the fall. They are only baptized in the name of the Lord. Acts 10, upon the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, house of Cornelius, 45 and 46, 48, then a spirit with tongues and marked by God. And Peter said, look, since that they have received the Holy Ghost. Who can forbid these ones from being baptized with water? Acts 19:2. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So there is an active sense to how we yield and flow with the Spirit of God. So that means after teaching them, watch this now, after teaching them for 40 days, they still have to catch, right? Right? The teaching is not the catching. The teaching makes you effective, but there is a catching to the things. They caught, laid hold of. So let us look at the critical things in receiving the things of the Spirit. Critical things. Receiving the things of the Spirit. One, there is always a place to it. There is always a place. Now pay attention. In Matthew 28, Jesus appointed a place. Matthew 28, verse 16. To where Jesus had appointed them. Listen well to what I'm about to say. To where he had appointed them. Can we say a special meeting? Huh? Alright. Luke 24:49. Tarry where? Anywhere you like. Huh? Now don't forget, this is the resurrection. Tarry anywhere you like. Anywhere, God, anywhere. That's nonsense. Jesus in the resurrection asked them to stay in a place. Now, in case you have a revelation that is deeper, you say, I don't care. Well, anywhere, it's called Shema. Anywhere is everywhere. Hallelujah. Glory Shandai. And then you go to your room. And then you begin to play a lot of teachings in the Spirit by the Spirit. You go to your house and begin to play concerning spirituals. Is it not this? You catch nothing but sound. He said, stay in a place. Come to your place. Glory to God. Next month the place is camp meeting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, people don't know that. There are times that after a meeting you come and meet the pastor, come and pray for me. He knows this is not the place. And I just pray by faith for you in the name of Jesus. But you know, Brother Higgin had a saying, I don't use that saying, but he says, the anointing are lifted. And the truth is that every preacher knows what I'm saying. You ought to have come in the service. That was the place. Oh, no, by the new covenant, his glory is in all the earth. I know this place first. You should have been here for that glory to be in all the earth. So he has tarry in the city of Jerusalem. He gave them a specific instruction. Do you know what he also told them? Do you know they stayed in the temple? When he said tarry in Jerusalem, they knew he meant the temple. So there was a place. So we said last week that disciples were with him, Acts 1:22, they were with him all the time. They were with him all the time. Look at the Mount of Transfiguration. He took them to a place. Now let me ask you, if you go back to that mount, days after, the same thing will happen. Which means that there's also time. There's the place, and there's time. So we have what we call special meetings. Special meetings. We have teaching meetings where we come and teach. We have prayer meetings where we come and pray. We have healing services, which can be in any of the two, where we pray for the sick. We have evangelistic meetings, as it were, when we reach the unsaved wherever they are. But now we have special meetings, meetings that, you know, are oftentimes prompted by the Holy Ghost. Hold this meeting at this time. Hold that at this time. next, this so and so at this time. Sometimes you go to a meeting, and then the Holy Ghost instructs you to do a meeting just like this. So you have such special meetings. Special meetings. And those special meetings, why we say a place, is because they have to do with a time and an activity. Hallelujah. Are you following this? There's a place. So you have to be at the right place at the right time. And I mentioned last week, I think, about punctuality. Be there at the right time. Be there at the right time. Went for a meeting years ago. And I was already tired. I was so tired. I was so tired that I was telling myself in the plane that I was going to sleep. Those kind of things that you convince yourself with scripture. I'm going to sleep. I'm tired. See, this, I had to fly through London. This is my first time flying like this, and I am too tired. So I told myself, I like to talk to myself. I said, okay, well, you came all the way from Nigeria to sleep. It's just, how many sessions? You can sleep in the afternoon. Is that how you feel now? So I said, okay, I'll go. So I went there, dropped my stuff at the lobby. And that's not my first time. As I got in, the minister said, someone coming in from Nigeria. And I know that stuff. So I said, oh. You know, at that point, all the sleeping cells, they come alive. Imagine if I'd gone to the hotel room. The minister might have given the word of knowledge or might have not have given it. So you might never know the things you've missed. So I get in there and say, wow. Imagine I'd gone to the hotel. Interesting about the hotel was that by the time I eventually got to the hotel, I could not enter. So I'll have had double wala. I'll have gone to the hotel. I won't be able to enter. And with the card I had that day, I won't be able to return to the meeting. I won't be blessed. I'll be oppressed. I'll be... And every demon in hell will be happy. What a time. So you must know that when it comes to receiving the things of the Spirit, you must know there are places. This is why I kind of feel, you know, not just with those who love these online platforms. They're good stuff, right? For men. Their atmospheres. Their atmosphere. Hallelujah. Most of the time, you wouldn't even know what happened until years later. Remember, I shared this before. I went for a meeting to preach for a friend. And I had a vision. I saw this brother come into the meeting. Sat at my right. It was a bit dark. And then the Lord said, you are meant to say so and so to him. I said, okay, that's fine. He said, but he will not wait. Ah. So I saw him leave. Right in the vision. Now, of course, if you're led by God, you should know not to interfere. So I got to the meeting. I told the host. He said, So the meeting started. The brother came in. And as he came in, he was taking notes and saying, yeah. I kind of felt, no, this guy will not leave. This guy is too blessed. So, woo! Yeah! Come on, word! As I was sitting there looking at him, that feeling, Lord Jesus, this won't come to pass. So I said, let's stand up and lift the hand. He just walked out. Hi! I felt like this. You know how many of us are like that? I have to quickly go and check somebody. I agree and watch Chelsea. Of all the most godless things you do in your life. Or Devil United. You know. How can you name a club Man United? Man united.
That's not godly. No one has called red devils. Hello.
The guy just left. Ha!
That's it.
I don't know how many of us have gotten into that kind of stuff. When it comes to receiving, you have to be at the right place.
So, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all where?
In one place, right?
In a place. They were all in one place. In one accord.
Acts 13. You know, Paul had the encounter with Jesus in Acts 9. But Acts 13, they were in the church that was at Antioch. Certain prophets and teachers, Acts 13, 1, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereto I have called them. That is also a place, right?
Huh? Right, that's also a place.
So you can see the emphasis of a place. Acts 4, the place where they prayed, verse 30 and 31 was shaken together. There is a place. In other words, I must put premium on meetings. Also on special meetings. One thing about special meetings is, you must always exercise your honor for it. The way you talk about it. Honor is how you talk about something. The way you talk about a meeting way before it takes place shows how you're going to receive from it or not. The way you talk about it, how you talk about it. You know, I oftentimes will tell people how I was blessed in one of the Believers Love World Camp meetings from 26 years ago. And how did it happen? I kept talking about it. As a man of God was talking about the meeting, I kept seeing myself at the meeting. I kept talking about the meeting. So the way I received was right from weeks before, pardon me, the meetings. I kept saying, I'm going to be blessed here. And I'm going, you know, everything was going smoothly. And it was Easter period. And then, that was when my parents decided that we're going to have a special family function. If you don't know how people can yield to the devil, that's it. Huh? And then my dad particularly warned me, he said, Pastor, this is family time. You know, yeah, man, oh my God. So did you hear? I said, I did. So I don't know whether I knew about the meeting, but the first day of the meeting, he sat at the door. I was like, God. He sat right there, reading his newspapers, watching TV. And I said, okay. So I was really pained in my heart. I said, I'm going to miss the first day. So I had got the wisdom of God. And I said, I know what to do. Because I had prayed too much for family function. Family function doesn't require fasting and praying. So I began to speak in other tongues. I prayed in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my friends said, they're going to show up. They're going to show up. They're going to have a good time. So they said, I should register for them. I used my money to register for them. Kept money for tapes. That's how you know you're preparing. I didn't know there were going to be tapes. I put down money. Books are going to be released. I put down money for it. I did not include money for food because I thought my friends would repay Mark. They would give me a recompense of a registration fee. They didn't come till today. So I'm on my way. And I'm on my way. And, you know, I got the wrong bus from Oshodi. So I stopped at, got to Semeboda. And I said, I'm going to so-and-so. They say, ah. You know, they go, they say, ah. The guy said, take Okada. This amount. I said, no. I've consecrated this amount of money. So I began to walk and prayed in tongues. I prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues and for hours in the sun. As I got on the campground. In fact, the first person I met before I got on the campground, we are friends now. So as I got on the campground, I just heard, that was the first session. I didn't know the previous day didn't have any session. They didn't have any session. They had music.
Nobody prays for music. God is faithful. So as I got in there, someone, he mentioned the place I was coming from, the name of the ministry. When did I start catching? Weeks before the meeting. We all have to be intelligent. Is that clear? You have to be intelligent. See, the Holy Ghost can move in a place and you won't know. You won't know. Imagine what happened on the day of Pentecost when people were laughing. That was some people's memorable day. Some were saying, if it's this day, they're like taking a Facebook clip and say, no, a clip. And they're showing up, looking, come and see stupid people, they say they are Christians. And you see, that's the memorable day for some believers. And some guy's brother said, what day is that day? He say, hey, is it Friday? And I wish I would come. I wish I could come. After spending 40 days with Jesus, you are still saying you wish you could come. Hey, but there'll be another meeting now. Yeah. After all, so I'll be there. All those attitudes show us we're not ready to receive. So you must know the place. There are special meetings. There are special meetings. And as a pastor, you must have such special meetings. There are special meetings where, you know, we have such demonstrations of the Holy Ghost that help believers, you know, and all that. Look at first Numbers 11. We mentioned there must be a place. Numbers 11. In Numbers 11, gather, verse 16, unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, that they may stand with you, verse 17, Numbers 11, I'll come and talk down and talk with you there, in verse 24, he gathered them about the tabernacle, in the place. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, Samuel gave Saul an instruction. Thou shalt come, verse 5, to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And shall come to pass that when thou art come either to the city, thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery, a tabret, a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. So you have a place. Acts 2:2, to the house, he says, Acts 2:2, and there suddenly there came a sound from heaven, so Roger Matthew, and he filled all the house where they were seated. Emphasis. In all the instances, Numbers 11 and 1 Samuel 10, Moses did something, the prophets did something. So, how does receiving work? That's what we mean by catching. Prayer is therefore necessary here. Yeah, prayer. Prayer puts me in the position to receive. Ministering to the Lord. Acts 13 verse 2. Ministering to the Lord. That means when I'm in a meeting, I'm full of prayer, right? Come on. You hear me? I'm full of prayer. Amen. And I also minister to the Lord. I minister to the Lord. Let's see a few things very quickly. In 1 Corinthians 5 and 4, the book of 1 Corinthians, before Paul got to the concept of the gifts, he says, when you come together, 1 Corinthians 5 and 4, when you are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ gathered together. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 20. When you come together into one place. Very precisely. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 5. The church. Those are just phrases he used before. The text we're going to read. Verse 12. The church may receive edifying. Except the edifying of the church, pardon me. Verse 19. Yet in the church. Now, look at verse 23. If therefore the whole church be come together where? In one
place. In one place.
Then he says, for you to know that he's not referring to anything ephemeral, says that the unbelieving shall come in. When he comes in, verse 24, he comes into the place. So 26 says, when you come together, every one of you has a tongue, an interpretation, a revelation, doctrine, a psalm, let all things be done unto edifying. So how do we receive? Now, no doubt, the day of Pentecost was a prayer meeting. Acts 1:14 and 15, they continued in prayer. Again, Acts 2:42. So praying, when I pray, I receive. See, when I pray, I receive. Okay. When I also minister to the Lord, I receive. When I minister to the Lord, I receive. When I wait on the Lord, when I pray, I receive. So when you're in meetings, learn to pray a lot, much in other tongues. Because when I pray, I receive. When I minister to the Lord, I receive. When hands are laid, I also receive. When hands are laid. 1 Timothy 4:14, Paul's instruction to Timothy was, neglect not the gift which was given thee by prophecy and the laying on of hands of the presbytery, eldership. So there was in a meeting. That was in a meeting. That was in a meeting. 2 Timothy 1:6 as well told him to stir up the gift which is in him by his laying on of hands. So meetings and gatherings are very, very critical. That's how Jesus gave his disciples power, Luke 9:2. So what happens in such instances? What happens in such instances that there is what is called a corporate flow of the Spirit? That's what sometimes it looks like. A church, you have people doing the same thing. One accord. They were all. So there's a corporate flow of what can we call the Spirit upon. When we're in unity in prayer, when we're in unity in ministering to the Lord, we're going to have a corporate flow. So, now, I taught you two critical elements. One of them is honor, right? And unity. Honor and unity. One of the ways the move of the Holy Ghost is stifled in the assembly is to put in division. Where there's division, yeah, there's things just wane, you know. But where people are in one accord, you will see the ease of the things of the Spirit. That was very key in Acts 2. They were all in one place in one accord. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, filled where? All the house. Where they were seated. There appeared their clothes on fire, sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The two times where you hear they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, the word one accord was used. Acts 2:1. Acts 4:24. Or, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Then you also have Acts 11. Acts 11. So, to have that flow of the Holy Ghost in our assemblies, we're in one accord, right? Acts 11. Sorry, I wanted to say Acts 9. Acts 9. What am I reading? Acts 13. Acts 13:52. The disciples were filled with joy. So, now, you cannot be filled with joy if there's strife, right? So, they're filled with joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they're filled with joy, they're full of the Holy Ghost. So, one of the things the Spirit of joy does, the Spirit of joy quells strife and division. Joy. Amen. Joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy. Woo! Because when we're full of joy, no bitterness. Full of joy. Full of joy. Full of joy. Woo! Oh. Hallelujah. Sit down. Sit down. Let's get a hold of that. You know, that's how joy works. You catch it, right? Somebody beside you is laughing, you laugh. That's how you receive it, right? And why are you able to receive it? Because you're not in strife. Right? You're not in strife. No bitterness. So the guy goes, woo! You go, ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Glory to God! The guy goes, woo! Sit down, sit down. What a call. That's how we receive. In the churches, what a call. Thank you, Lord. Children before, Satan plays a long game. So that's why we quell every bitterness. Any argument that wants to go beyond argument. That's okay, let's leave it. And one of the ways we can get over, imagine if you're arguing and we start to sense. And you know you can sense things. You can sense the spirit of division. As soon as you sense it, start to laugh together. See that you got this one wrong. It was just an argument. And we're done. You know we can do that in the family too. In the family. Because you could support Arsenal, your wife supports Chelsea. Some of you are funny. And then he said, no. Then he said, leave me, John. You go, let's have a laugh. Woo! As soon as we do that, Satan is crazy. No sweat here. We got joy. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
The reason why I can't laugh because I'm in strife. The reason why I can't laugh is because I'm in strife. But I'm not in strife. I'm in joy. Amen. You, this is not just for church, it's for your home, among your friends, full of joy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the coming days are greater. They are better. They are better. And I've got it fixed, says the Lord. I fixed it. I've already fixed it ahead of time. I got it fixed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yep. So joy is the way we draw, is the way we catch, is the way we receive. Remember, how did the apostles receive? They prayed. But Luke 24:52 says they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. So you receive by prayer, you receive by great joy. Remember one of my friends told me, then when hands were laid on us, we received them spoken tongues. He said, it's a way to also receive when hands are laid on you. Be full of joy. Be full of joy. Be full of joy. So,
Lend that intelligence. Sometimes hands are laid on you, you prophesy, and many times the full of joy. The full of joy. Woo! Hey. Well, well, thank you. Thank you. And the harvest is possible with great, great demonstration of the Holy Ghost. See, don't do the work of ministry just based on let's just go out and reach people and disciple them. There is the place of the Holy Ghost. The leadings and the flow of the Holy Ghost. There are times you go for follow-up, you go to visit people, and then something will break out there. Be open to the moving of the Holy Ghost. Something will break out there. Before you know it, a neighbor will join. A friend will join. A relative will join. In the moving of the Holy Ghost, in the moving of the Holy Ghost, the things of the Spirit are like pointers. Pam, 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 for people to come around. So, you know, you're just going to check on someone. Don't be fixated, let's just go there, let's just share something. You know, a word of knowledge will come. A word of wisdom. Then, you know, learn to turn over that visitation to the Holy Ghost. You will see an entire house come and hear you. An entire house, they come and hear you. Remember one day I was preaching, there was no light, so it was in the dark. So I began to talk. Remember that day, confusion was about CNN. I got from CNN, I went to check someone, said, so another person got on CNN. I started talking. Before I knew it, we started talking about the last days. Before I knew it, he turned over to the things of the Holy. I didn't even know this much. I don't know much now anyway. I didn't know as much as I know today, I wanted to say. So I began to just minister. Then I turned to someone who was a Muslim. And I just ministered to him. And everybody kept quiet. It was just a normal visitation. And it turned out to be the flow of the Spirit. Sometimes it's a birthday. Sometimes it's just, they just had a breakout of the Holy Ghost. See, we are not ashamed of the move of the Spirit. Not at all, 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 not at all. You know, one day I said something, I said, there's someone here, I thought there's no one there. I said, there must be somebody. I know there's somebody. He said, what the person? I said, maybe the person was supposed to come and he didn't come. Me, I know God uses me. There must be somebody. He said, I wasn't guessing it. There must be somebody. The person is either here and not talking, or was supposed to be here and did not come. Or will still come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We step into greater accuracy in the days to come. Amen. So expect a breakout. Expect a breakout, a breakout, a breakout. In a meeting of 2, 3, a breakout. It's not just in church that you can minister to somebody like that. No, in the follow-up meetings. In the bus, in the car. Amen. There's a breakout. That's the word I think I said it twice. Now, when you don't plan, something that comes out twice. I didn't plan to talk about joy. See how it went. Breakout. Tell me there's a breakout. A breakout. A breakout, yeah. A breakout in your regular ministry, there's an addition. It's tweaked. Tweaked. And things just break out of the normal to the extra normal. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see, we stay full of prayer. Minister to the Lord, we stay full of joy. Full of joy. See, always maintain a joyful attitude. Don't grumble about the nation. Don't grumble about your husband, your wife, your spouse, your children. Don't grumble about your job. Yes, say what you want to say. You don't want to make a comment here and there. But you know what? Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Stay full of joy. Stay full of joy. Stay full of joy. Sadness has never been the move of the Spirit. Murmuring has never been the move of the Spirit. It looks logical sometimes to complain. That may look like the easiest thing to do. Just complain. Just criticize. Just do something. What about when you are full of the Holy Ghost? What about when you are full of the Holy Ghost? Answers will come. Direction will come. Healing and miracles will flow from it. Be full of the Holy Ghost. I told you, one time I went to University of Ife then, OAU. I was going to sort my admission out. I was going to cross from one university to the other. So I went there and, you know, unfortunately, the man that asked me to come, I just got there, and I just saw something funny happen in that department, the faculty of law. He had an argument with someone, the whole place was, so I waited till he was gone. So I went to the man and I said, sir, I'm so sorry. So it was the dad of my mom's very good friend. He said, no, there's nothing. I don't want to tell anybody another. And he said, there's nothing like that. And he walked away. You know, as the first thing on my mind was, how did I complain that? How did I kind of tell Lord the way? And I was going to, you know, bring my transcript transfer. This man is saying, but somehow, there was just a knowing in me that what happened was supernatural. I didn't know, in my head, that was not what was in my head. My head was about to complain. You know, there's a way a believer can just say, look, it's not an error. It's not, I'm not talking about you want to make me say, it's not an error. I prayed in tongues. I'm led by the Spirit of God. This thing is going to work out well. There's a way you should talk. So that day I just said, it's not. So I just began to sing in tongues. I began to rejoice. I mean, it just set me in the right attitude. I got to the bus, we're going to Ibadan. That is how, within a trip, I ministered to three people. Imagine I was complaining. And I even said, started the conversation in the bus, imagine things are happening in this country now. You're going to meet somebody, give an appointment, and he just messed you up. Don't say, that's our one cousin of mine in Kaduna. And then the bus will be filled with complaint rather than the Holy Ghost. Three people. Bam. So when the man came to my mom and said, where is that your son? My mom said, he came. And I said, no. I said, he's not lying. I said, hey, I said, didn't lie. That I knew it was supernatural. You know, there's a way we are led by the Spirit of God. And you just go, leave it. You know? And so in ministering to be led by the Spirit. Initially, I used to lay hands on people just, I can do it. But when I watched Brother Hagin, and I now asked, why would he not lay hands normally? Just like to everyone, sometimes. He lay hands here, go there. And he now said that when he's laying hands, he's led by the Spirit of God. So I started to observe it. I also noticed that I knew that way. Sometimes I'm just laying on wood, like that. But I now learned to just follow that leading to when I'm laying hands. That's what it means to catch. Is that very clear? So you must be full of joy, be full of prayer, and minister to the Lord. In this month of March, you know, you can have Holy Ghost meetings amongst your disciples, amongst yourself, your fellowship. Amen? Amen. And have a breakout. Say there's a breakout. Say there's a breakout. Say there's a breakout. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and see what it is now. See it. See it. I call you to see it now. See those meetings now. See it. Yep.